This is program number LW2593. Well, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was walking across a parking lot the other day, and a friend of mine, standing by his car, shouted at me and motioned for me to come over. Hi, this is Larry West. He said, I've got something I think you'd enjoy seeing. He took out of his pocket a little plastic envelope, and from it he took some carefully folded tissue paper and began to unwrap it. When he got it all unwrapped, my jaw hit the concrete. It was a $75,000 diamond. Right out there on the parking lot. We were leaning over the hood of his car looking at a $75,000 diamond. It was crazy. But there we were, and it was beautiful. My friend deals in diamonds, and he believes it's one of the wisest investments that we could make. We do have a degree of diamond fever today, but really since the late 1860s, we people have continued to have it. Did you know that in the late 1860s, they discovered near Hopetown on the Orange River in South Africa an incredible, flawless diamond that weighed more than 85 carats? That's when diamond fever really got started. Some brothers named De Beer owned the farm where it was found, and they sold out immediately and disappeared. The mining company that bought out the farm, though, kept the De Beer name, and that mining company is regarded today as the worldwide diamond marketing monopoly. That mine not only produces 40% of the diamonds in the world, but it sets the prices through its central selling organization in London. I mean, it sets the prices around the world, even the prices in Russia and other communist nations. You talk about power. They've got it. You might be interested. The largest single diamond of gem quality that's ever been found is what is called a Cullinan. They discovered it in 1905 in South Africa. In the rough, it weighed an incredible 3,106 carats. It measured 2 inches by 2.5 inches by 4 inches. It was presented to King Edward VII on his 66th birthday, and after months of careful analysis, they cut it into 9 large stones, including the Great Star of Africa, weighing 530 carats, and 96 smaller brilliant stones as well. These gems today are part of the British Crown Jewels. They say that diamonds are one of the hottest investments in the world, and I guess that's why they say that while a man's best friend may be his dog, a girl's best friend is a diamond. You know, the Bible says that a good wife is far more precious than jewels, you know, like flawless diamonds. We people are funny. We chase after things that are expensive, like diamonds, thinking they will make us happy. But the Bible says that a good wife is far more precious than a diamond. And I like that comparison the Bible makes. You know what a good wife does, according to the Bible anyway? The Bible says that she is the kind of woman that her husband can trust. She's the kind that's not lazy. The Bible says that the priceless woman is the one who opens her hands to the poor and gives willingly. She's the kind that takes care of her family. She's the kind that clothes herself, not with diamonds necessarily, but the Bible says she clothes herself with strength and dignity. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the Bible says that the teaching of kindness is always on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household. The Bible says it like this: she does not eat the bread of idleness. And as a result, the Bible says that, well, let me just read it to you. The Bible says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. The Bible says that while many women do excellent things, this kind of woman surpasses them all. And then the Bible's description closes with these words, and I quote, charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. She is more precious than diamonds. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The description of a woman who is more precious than jewels is found in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Read it. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.